Guten Tag. This is Devin Mollison, and I'm here with, what's your name?
L. Wilson.
Yeah, I know who the fuck this nigga is.
That's Spanish. For the Wilson.
What's up, y'all? It's Devin Mollison here, IAD Mall here with Wilson. Today we are talking about driving while black.
Oh. This is one of the race topics.
Take a shot. Do you believe in driving while black?
Do I believe in it?
Do you believe in driving?
You act like it's like a mystical creature. Like, do you believe in Santa Claus? Like,
nigga. Do you, nigga?
Of course not. But yes, I believe in driving while black. Because when I'm black, I am driving. And therefore.
I think you know what I mean by driving while black. I mean, like, do you believe that police profile you in the car that you're in because of your skin color and thus proceed to pull you over?
100%.
You got an experience with that or?
No, not yet, but I believe it.
Well, nigga, I do. I mean, I remember when I was 19. Or wasn't it? Yeah, it was 19 years old. I just bought my first car, brand new Honda Civic.
Oh,
it was a 2016. Yeah, 2016 Honda Civic.
Look at you.
Yeah, I was balling back then.
Yeah. Military checks.
The Marine Corps has been taking good care of me. The Obama years were very good for me. But no, I remember I was 19 years old, just bought this brand new car, and I remember one of the very first things I did was drive to Florida.
Oh.
And, you know, between here and Florida, like North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia.
They don't like your kind of folk over here.
Goddamn niggers. There's three things in this world that I can't stand more than anything. And that's liberals, taxes, and niggers. No, I remember I was driving through those states, and it was never a problem. I never encountered a cop, got pulled by a cop, even barely remember passing a cop. But I do remember 10 minutes into getting into Florida, first thing that happens, whoop, whoop. I'm like, oh, fucking shit.
10 minutes.
See, here's the thing. I like to drive with no pants on if it's going to be a long trip and I'm the only one in the car. So that was already going to be a shitty situation.
Open the window and start smelling like ball sweat.
And Fritos.
Corn chips.
Cop pulls me over and he's like, son, is this your car? I was like, yeah. He's like, you're sure? Once he said, are you sure? I already knew what kind of shit this was about to be.
You know, it's that bullshit.
Yeah, man, it's like, you know, 19 years old, you know, young as shit, driving a brand new car. The very first thing they assume was I stole the car. Like, I stole the motherfucker, now I'm just riding around as insult and injury.
Motherfuckers just stealing Honda Civics out here.
Asked to see my license and registration, goes back to his car. He's back in his car for like 15 minutes.
What the fuck they be doing back there?
Bro, I think he was trying to find some shit on me, man.
Some unpaid child support or something.
This is the
you're going to get away one way.
You're not going to get away with this, nigga. But I remember sitting in the car and thinking, wow, this has never happened to me before. And at the time, I wasn't really sure why it was happening. It just seemed so random to me that I was just completely oblivious to, you know, hey, you're driving around this sporty car-looking vehicle, and you're black, and you're young as shit. First thing they're going to ask you, or first thing he did ask me was, hey, so do you have any priors? Nigga, obviously really? Not. Obviously not. You could obviously look that shit up yourself.
Exactly. Doesn't even matter at this point?
Yeah.
Though?
He's like,
it is your car. Now you're acting like.
Oh. Then he asked to search my car, bro.
What?
He asked to search my car. And I was like, why do you need to search my car? Keep in mind, I'm still in my underwear at this point. He asked to search my car. And he asked me why I'm in my underwear. I was like, it's more comfortable.
Yeah.
Motherfucker puts me in handcuffs. Oh, shit. Motherfucker puts me in handcuffs.
You put you in handcuffs.
Yeah, bro. He put me in handcuffs and he's like, wait here while I search the car. Now, I already knew this was bullshit, but I didn't know my rights well enough at the time to know what he's doing is 100% illegal.
Yeah.
And searches my car. Obviously, he doesn't find shit except, like, an old milkshake. And so
is this creatine in it?
Creatine.
What are you doing
and
with
some
this?
Creatine. I'll take this for evidence. But he doesn't find anything. Yeah, I get this, like, he talks to me as if I've already committed a crime. And I remember in that moment, everything my dad had taught me about, you know, certain parts of the world, not even the world, but certain parts of this country, there's just certain things you just can't get away with, even if you've not done anything. And everything he taught me about, you know, race and, you know, not all white people are good people. Yeah. Because there seems to be this idea by a lot of the majority that racism doesn't exist anymore. And it does, very much so.
It's alive and well.
And, you know, I just remember that moment, like, wow, this is really not fair, like, at all. And then that happened. Like, I got stopped, I think, 6-7 times while I was in Florida.
Really?
Never for anything like a broken taillight or speeding or anything like that. It was always, oh, is this your car?
Damn, so, like, everybody's just fucking profiling you. Damn.
That was the very first time I realized, like, 100% that racism is alive and well. And it wasn't so much, oh, they're stopping me because I'm black. It was, they're stopping me and asking me if this car is mine. How old are you, son? 19. Really? You paid for this all by yourself? Yes, yeah.
I'm a rapper.
You know, yeah, I worked hard for this car. Oh, so, you worked hard? Where do you work? Military, and I have two other jobs on the side of that, asshole.
I was like, that ain't none of your goddamn business,
nigger.
Talk to my lawyer, bitch.
You talk to my god. Do you know who my father is?
Have your back for this.
Have you guys ever had any run-ins with race or any sort of racial profiling, or do you know anyone who's ever been racial profiled? Let us know what you think, guys. Hit us up. We'll be back next week with a whole new episode. Good one.